The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We are currently in the middle of Organ Donation Week, so to talk to me about the importance of it, along with the advancements in the field of transplants, I'm joined now by Consultant Transplant Surgeon at St Vincent's University Hospital, Professor Amir Hoti. And you're very welcome. Thank you for being with us today. So how are we doing with organ donation in this country, do you think?
First of all, thank you for having me here today. So, well, the situation is a little bit difficult because we have observed at the national level a decrease in organ donation. As a matter of fact, last year we did in St. Vincent's liver transplant program, we did only 28 liver transplants.
You'd like to do more?
Certainly we would. We need to do more. 28% is quite a drastic drop as opposed to the years pre-COVID. Actually, even during COVID years, we did better than currently. Mm-hmm. So definitely the numbers have decreased and we are seeing more. We need transplants because the demand for liver transplants is increasing.
There's a huge need.
There is a huge need indeed.
Mm-hmm. And of course, survival rates, I'm sure, are increasing too. So the transplants are working to a greater extent.
There is a huge progress in that regard. And the transplants have, liver transplant in particular, has become a treatment, specific treatment for many conditions with exceptional results, survival rates, in other words. Mm-hmm. So while the demand is increasing, we lack organs. And therefore, a lot of people, critically ill people, are not reaching at that point where they can be saved or can be treated
Which is a real tragedy, I'm sure, for you and for your colleagues.
Yes, yes. And it's very disappointing. And I suppose this is the reason why I'm here to promote and to work so people can understand what donation means and what sort of impact it would have. Mm-hmm. In the treatment of many, many sick patients.
So what is your message then to people who are listening to this, who have never signed up to an organ donor program, who don't have the card in their wallet or in their bag? What are you saying to them today?
Well, we need them to consider the option of donation. We need them to think and discuss with their families, loved ones. So everybody is aware of one's wishes and there is no dilemma or doubts as to if ever one faces that situation, what the individual was thinking or was wishing, whether or not to be a donor. I recognize and I acknowledge that to talk about organ donation is not an easy topic to think about it, let alone to sit and discuss around dinner table. Mm-hmm. But people have to do it. The more they discuss, the more clear they are. Because sooner or later, somebody would be facing a situation like that, and that's not the best opportune or the best moment to discuss about mm-hmm. donation.
And signing the card is not really enough. You have to have the conversation because I know there have been situations where somebody will say, yes, I want to be an organ donor. They die. And then there's ambiguity in their family because the conversation has never been had.
That's precisely it. And I think this is one of the reasons why this is my impression. There is no study done on this, but I feel that we are getting less and less offers. But the reduction of donor rates is not exclusively related to this aspect. There are other reasons which have led to reduction.
Why? What do you think those reasons are? Do we know?
Well, there is a global trend which has been observed everywhere, not only in Ireland. The donors' donor rates have reduced, and that to some degree is related with the COVID pandemic. This observation is seen everywhere in the world. Then, obviously, there is another factor, the Human Tissue Act, which may have played to some degree a role. Then there are other limitations, bottlenecks, which we see in our mm-hmm. daily services.
But why has COVID impacted people's decisions in this area?
I don't think has impacted the people decisions at all. I think it's related with the patient's itinerary when they come in hospital. So the screening gets much earlier, and therefore we identify some of the patients who can become or potentially could be donors earlier. And in the old days, everybody would go straight away to ICU. Right now, especially in the European countries, they are selected right from the beginning, right from their presentation in the emergency unit, who would go and who would not go in ICU. So there is indirectly a reduction of patients who are admitted in the intensive care units, and as a result of that, reduction, mm-hmm. there is also a lower rate of offers.
And are we sending people abroad to have transplant operations done?
Definitely that happens for pediatric cases, because we don't have enough numbers to justify to a proper pediatric transplant here. And with regards to adults, every now and then we may send patients, but these are exceptional circumstances. These are transplants which we wouldn't have the expertise or skill to do mm-hmm. here in Ireland, but not yet because we lack organs.
Okay, but the common ones are happening here.
Here, yes.
As often as they can.
As often as they can.
With the organs that you're getting. But your message today is you're not getting enough.
Correct. Now, I have to say that even if we are not getting enough, the donation is an exceptional act of sacrifice, which mm-hmm. Can transform the tragedy of a family into life for many others.
And you have seen that other side, haven't you?
Yes, yeah.
Can you tell me about that? Like, when you perform a transplant on somebody who has been on a long journey, health journey, and has been really ill and facing an uncertain future, what is that like to see them at the other side?
Well, let's put it this way. We are talking about people who go through a very, very tough period, 1 year, two, or even longer. That's not life. They are living, they go through very, very, a lot of difficulties. They essentially, they go every day, they wake up every day with hopes that they will be transplanted, and they go to bed with being very disappointed that it did not happen. So they live in total uncertainty. And as their health declines, it impacts, first of all, the patients themselves. Then it impacts the family around them, because they have to modify their lifestyle completely. It affects their work, it affects their income, it affects everything. And there is another aspect which also has a huge impact and often goes unrecognized, or people don't talk about it. For parents, their children live in fear, or sometimes they feel neglected because the focus is completely on the individual who is sick. Then as they are waiting for a transplant, they can decompensate, they mm-hmm. can get sicker, they go in hospital, they can end up in ICU, sometimes their disease progresses so quickly. So even if we were to have an organ, because it came at the wrong time, they are not suitable for the transplant, and they don't survive. So this is the suffering which they face the family endures. So and when you see somebody reaching to transplant at an opportune time and getting an organ, it's remarkable, because we know during the operation itself. Well, I as a surgeon, for instance, I know that during so-called anhepatic phase, which is the time when you have removed the organ and the patient doesn't have a liver, we know that the patient is maintained alive artificially. And when we reperfuse the new organ, we know that at the very moment the patient gets back his life, we know that the liver becomes metabolically active, and we know that that translates into life. This is the change. And when that translates into life, means that the patient stands the chance of seeing his son or daughter go to school, graduate, and goes back to his or her normal life completely. Mm-hmm. This is what the transplant can achieve. This is what that the why I was early talking about organ donation, because that organ can make, can save somebody's life and can improve the family of that individual.
It truly is the gift of life. And
it is indeed.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us about it. And if anybody is interested in looking into organ donation, or this might be the time when you make the decision and have the conversation with your family, Organ Donation Week is right now, so there's plenty of information available out there. Professor Amir Hoti, Consultant Transplant Surgeon at St. Vincent's, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.